And we're back. Welcome to Totally Unrelated. I'm your host, Adrian Cosby. Thank you for tuning in once again. I am doing the last podcast that I'll be doing here. I'm going to adjust the microphone so I can see the snow falling outside. We just got a snow advisory late last night to expect 4 to 10 inches. That's like every guy in the country, right? That was a really bad joke. Okay, no, I'm eager to see the snow. I'm going to go up on the roof. I'm going to take some pictures of the snow coming down, maybe get some panoramic shots. So let's get this right off the table, right out of the pocket. I got a new phone. I did not do what I said I was going to do. I did not go to Verizon, and I probably deserve some applause for that. Maybe I don't deserve any, but I stuck to my guns. I'm sticking with Republic Wireless. When it got down to the point of being able to pull the trigger, I went to the Verizon store and they were reluctant to give me what I was asking for, and which was to be able to buy, you know, a top tier phone, but then set it up on prepaid service. I just didn't want to pay like $80 a month. I don't need all that extra data. They didn't want to do that. So I came home and I looked at the Republic website and I saw, you know what, I'm just going to get this phone and keep my same service, $10 a month. And I was able to pull the trigger on that very easily, whereas I couldn't seem to continue or complete the checkout process at Verizon. I don't know what it was. Something was telling me this wasn't the way I wanted to go. I don't want to be on the phone more than I have to. And I don't have any complaints with Republic Wireless as far as being able to make or send text messages or receive phone calls. So that being said, I'm sticking with Republic Wireless. If you would like a low-cost prepaid cellular service for your child, for yourself, for maybe your grandparents, maybe for your parents, maybe for your dog. Maybe you have a bird that you'd like to check in on. If you don't want to overpay for that service, I suggest you check out Republic Wireless by going to my website, adriancosby.com. You can also get there by going to adriancosbycomedy.com and click on the banner for Republic Wireless, plans starting as low as $5. You probably have to sign up with a base plan at $10 first, but you could get a Wi-Fi plan for just $5. Then you get a base plan with no data for $10. And then you can start the data plans at about $750 extra. So $1,750 gets you 500 megabytes, $25 for 1 gig, all the way up. I'm using my own internet now, and so I'm just paying for the $10 plan. But I also have my mom and my son on the $10 plan. And we're all reasonably happy. And I'm most happy because a lot of places say you can get up to 6 lines for $120. Well, if I wanted 6 lines, it would cost me $60. So I don't think anyone can beat that. Check it out. Go to my website, adriancosby.com, adriancosbycomedy.com, and click on the Republic Wireless banner and check it out. They have cheap phones, affordable phones. I suggest the Motorola. Actually, I think they only have 2 on there right now. I suggest the Motorola G. It is a entry-level cell phone, smartphone, but it's running the latest Android software, and it's plenty fast, has an excellent camera, even has a 5-megapixel front-facing camera. So if you're a selfie fiend, get that high def, okay? Nobody wants to see your grainy selfie, okay? We don't know if that's crow's feet or just grained from the 1.3-megapixel camera on the front of your phone, okay? Upgrade yourself. Let everyone see your glory. I'm moving. This is my last podcast from this apartment. Tomorrow the movers come at 8 a.m. They should be done by 8:30 a.m. There's not very much stuff to move. But I'm looking forward to that. And then stay in a hotel, give it once over on Friday, and then turn in the keys and head to Ohio, the Columbus capital city. Looking forward to that. I'll have more about that later, but today has been mostly packing my bags. Got to stay out, and I'm going to be living out of a hotel for about 12 days. So that's going to be interesting. Throwing away a lot of condiments. Moving is always tricky because you think, oh, I've got this area clean, and you're like, wait, what am I going to do with this? And then I keep forgetting that the movers are going to come. They're just going to throw everything in boxes anyway. If I put it in the box, they're just going to put it in the box. What's the point? They'll take it out of the box I put it in and put it in their own box. So I need to let go of some of that responsibility and just let it happen. Just let it happen, bro. It's already going to happen. The t-shirts are in. I put my hands on them. I've actually seen them. They look amazing. Those will be available on the website. And for podcast listeners, you're going to be able to get a shirt for free. All you have to do is pay shipping and handling and a $1 donation to Feeding America, which is already built in. And the shirt's on its way to your house. And that's just my way of saying thank you for getting in on the ground floor. You know, this is literally the ground floor of whatever this podcast may be, but I'm committed to it. I feel as much like a podcaster as I do a stand-up comedian now. Neither one of those things is ruling my life, and that's what I love about it. Barely feels like work, and it feels like something I want to do every time I sit down to do it. So welcome to my world. Thank you for sharing me with yourself and your friends if you have. If you haven't, please do. Go to the podcast site or wherever you're getting this from. It's available on iTunes and Stitcher and the Podbean app. Give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Give me a review. I don't know if anybody's reviewed me yet. I'm not getting any direct info if anybody's left any reviews on iTunes or Stitcher. I guess I should go take a look at that. But if you like me on Podbean or anywhere, give me a good review. Or give me a bad review, whichever. I want to know. I want to improve. I want to keep this thing going. And I'd like to build the fan base of people who like to hear me rant and ramble about the musings of, you know, what the fuck. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm talking about. So the t-shirts are here, and I'm going to make those available to you on the website. I'm also going to start taking my older t-shirts, ones that I've run out of sizes. I'm going to take those directly to the shows and start selling those. I won't be selling the podcast t-shirt at shows for probably a month or so, but soon they'll come. I want to get rid of all this inventory. I might even do some auctions straight to charity on eBay just for the sake of getting rid of some of this stuff and trying to do something positive in the process. For those of you that don't know, for all the shirts that I order, I make a $1 donation to Feeding America. That way, whether the shirt sells or not, the good has been done. So each shirt that is still in my suitcase is representing meals for hungry, 9 meals for each dollar for hungry families all across the country, even in your city. And that's just something I do so I don't feel like a total sleazebag for trying to sell these t-shirts. And even when I'm at the shows, I don't sell the t-shirts for $20. I sell them for, they cost me about $8, including the donation. So I tell people, give me whatever you want. You know, it cost me $8. So if you give me $6, I get to kick you in the dick or your husband, whichever. So some people intentionally give me less money just to see me kick their husband in the dick. And I'll do it. I don't care. I'm a dick kicker. Or punch. You know, if they're expecting a kick, sometimes you need to punch them just to get it in there with full force. But a lot of times people just give me the bare minimum. Sometimes people give me more and don't even want the shirt. So I'm going to start trying to cross-reference the comedy and the podcast together a little bit better than I have been. I'm not driving anybody from the podcast to shows, and I don't think I'm driving anybody from shows to the podcast. But the podcast audience is growing. If I knew it was going to be half this big, I would have started a long time ago. So thank you guys from the bottom of my heart for listening and commenting and sending me your messages that you're enjoying it. I'm beyond words of how to even address that. But hopefully one day I will have the words and we can share it together. Come to a show and we can talk about it. I put a question up on MyFitnessPal today. For those of you that don't know, MyFitnessPal is a social media fitness app similar to Facebook, but it's geared around working out and nutrition. You can do a lot of different things with it. For me, it's like a central hub to my workout routine in that I use an app when I run called Endomondo. I have a digital scale that every time I step on, it's called iHealth. It syncs to MyFitnessPal, just like Endomondo, all my workouts sync directly to MyFitnessPal. And it keeps track of my calories burned. And if I wanted to input the food that I've eaten, then it would give me a breakdown of how nutritious that food is, how many calories, et cetera, how many calories I've eaten versus how many calories I've burned. And I used to use it, all of those features when I first started using it, but now that I pretty much have normalized my meals, I just let it track my weight and my workouts. And other than that, it's just a more positive social media experience than Facebook. So that's what MyFitnessPal is, if you don't know. I'm assuming a lot of you do know, especially if you've been listening to this podcast more than once. I assume a lot of you are listening to this podcast because of MyFitnessPal. I put a question up today about deleting people. What I did was this weekend, I deleted about, I don't know, it was a handful, a good handful of people that had been inactive for over 2 months. So I looked at, you can sort, if you go to your friend tab at the very bottom right, there's a filter for oldest, newest, most active or something, least active or most recently active. You click on that and then you can go to like whatever page, the last page of your friends, and you'll see who has been active, inactive the longest. Mine started at around 5 months, which is like people that I would have had to have friended the first couple of days that I was here, because I think I've only been on the site for 5 months. And so I just started clearing those people out till I got all the way down to where people who had only been inactive for 1 month. I figured those people might come back. I figured 2 months, maybe not. So I put the question up, what's the reason that you delete people from social media, or more specifically, MyFitnessPal? And I got a huge response. A lot of it was the same reasons. Probably the most common theme, the most reoccurring theme was inactivity. And 2 months did seem to be like the most common reason. Some people were as short as, 2 weeks. And some people never delete anyone for inactivity. And I like the idea of never deleting anyone for inactivity based on this, the idea that they might come back. And if they do come back, at least they can see that they have friends that have been there the whole time. I don't know how that would work for some people, but I like that idea. It sounds like totally good in spirit. Some people say they delete others for creepers, pornographic posts, and people who are just kind of mean-spirited. No interaction, no one-on-one interaction with people is a reason to delete. One person, Satya Renee, specifically said it's more about quality over quantity, which is I think that's a common theme for all social media, at least for me. I know in all of my social media streams, I would much rather have quality over quantity. I don't need anyone to see that I've got 5,000 Facebook friends if I'm only interacting with 30 or 40 of them. I would rather have active relationships with people than a bunch of people. Like, who's that? I don't want to see stuff posts from people who I don't even know where I know them from. One guy said he deletes people when he has mood swings, and I thought that was very honest. And I think that's as good a reason as any to delete people, especially if you don't like what it is. If what they're saying gives you a negative reaction, there's no real investment in that. So free yourself up from that. Negativity was also, I'd say that's probably goes right along with that. And the one that I didn't think about was there's people out there posting bad information, bad diet information. Some people are using this app who are actively in eating disorder issues. And I don't know any of those people. I don't think I've seen any of those posts, maybe thinly veiled, but they certainly didn't stick out in my head as being people with eating disorders. But I think that's definitely a reason not to be seeing that information, especially if they're posting bad information or sharing it as useful information. So those are the reasons. And for that reason, I gave everybody that commented on that a shout out. So, without further ado, here are this week's MyFitnessPal shout outs. Hi. All right, let's do some shout outs real quick. I didn't ask for any shout outs, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to shout out everybody that took part in the question that I posted this morning. I had no idea it would be that get that much traction. So I want to thank you guys for participating and giving me all your advice. I will give you the compilation of the data shortly. Little Bo Peep, thank you. Nicole Martinelli, 8, thank you. Laura Cups, Orphy Girl, Super Hockey Mom, thank you, ladies. Roxy, Loey Roxy 73, thank you. Elway 1783, always thank you. MBARMUTA, I'm going to say mom. I'm not even going to pronounce that, but thank you. Shrinking Carrie, thank you for your input. We had a couple times people came back on this. Even I came back on it. Satya Renee, thank you very much. I want to thank Robert Wilkins. A very honest answer there. Thank you very much. 20 years younger. Thank you. Lulu Inca. Did I say that right? Thank you for chiming in. JDC021, thank you for chiming in. That was a very interesting observation. I didn't think about people going on vacation. Magic SD, thank you. Amanda ALR 2602, thank you. Keep up those Instagram posts, please. LMD 177, thank you. Happy Nini 777, thank you. I think it's awesome that you never delete anyone. Green M&M, Green MM. I like Green M&M. I'm just sneaking the extra N in there. 92563, thank you very much for all your input and your motivational posts directly to my wall. You are awesome. XX, it's Vicky Baby. Thank you for chiming in here. Cherry Burger, thank you for not deleting anyone. I think that's what I'm going to do from now on. I think I'm just, there's really no reason unless there, you know, there's about four reasons, and that would be negativity, 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 and negativity. Katie Angel, 2312, thank you. Vesario, thank you. Love to be me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Victorious, you get a double shout out. One of the first people I was ever friends with. I looked it up today. You are in my top five first friends. T-Mac24, thank you. And thank you for the direct post. I appreciate that. Jen, what am I looking at? Jen M. Panjola, thank you. 1 month seems reasonable to me too, but only if you like to keep things nice and tidy. Moonstone, 1612, thank you for your in-depth input. Cincy, I can't even say it. You guys have the hardest names. This is C-I-N-C-I-S, Kate-er. Cincy Skater, is that it? Are you from Cincinnati? Well, I was born in Cincinnati. You're probably not from there. Tammy underscore H, thank you. She said all of the above. Forever Sunshine 09. Yeah, there's a lot of reasons. ZYXST. Yes, you do have to cut a spouse some slack. Benny 08. Rarely deleting. Thank you for your input. Mommy of 20s 31. Yes, 1,360 days of logging is a lot. You need to tidy that up from time to time, I'm sure. Just like, never mind. Sand ERML. Thank you. 2 months. That makes me feel better knowing that a lot of people waited 2 months. Rose the Warrior. 25 days. Wow. That's a short leash. Glow 19. Thank you for chiming in. Butterfly Lady 86. Thank you as always. Gray Knight 120. I'm still going, guys. You guys have just came in here in the last hour. Thank you for your input. HMA. So that's HMA Drone. Thank you. You were the most recent 2 minutes ago. Used to clear inactive buddies, but don't bother now. Instead, I get rid of 1, guys who hit on me. 2, people with unhealthy training practices. And 3, people whose status updates annoy rather than entertain. 4, suspected bots. 5, people who ask a lot but never give support in return. She says, I deserve a supportive community! Exclamation point. I 100% agree. Thank you, guys. And to the other 72 people that liked it, I believe that was 42 comments, 42 shout-outs. Thank you. That might be a record for directs. I'm loving life right now. I'm going to say this before the shout-out period is over. I've been eating Girl Scout cookies, but I'm done now. Back on the training. I'm hitting the heavyweights. I'm not even going to let it affect me. So I was in the Dayton area this last week, and we had a soccer game. My U13 boys indoor soccer team played the number one team in our division. They were the team we played were undefeated, and we were beating them for most of the game, but we ended up tying them 3-3. So that was a huge moral victory for us. we had lost two games to the same team. We played the same team twice the first two games of the season, which I felt like was could have been remedied, but I didn't send an email. And, you know, I thought we had a chance against them, even though they had beat us before, we had beat them before. So we're out of contention for first place, but we're going to finish in the top three, which is good enough. The competition is stiff this season. So rolling into the spring, and I was in Dayton. I got to go to an open mic at Patterson Pub, which was sparse, but very necessary. There's a simple beauty about doing open mics, especially when there's almost nobody there except for comics, in that sometimes it's the exercise of getting up there and being yourself, no matter how awkward the scenario, however you pronounce it. And I found that out. I haven't done an open mic in a long time, not like that at least. And it was weird because I wanted to do one specific bit. I got it out, but there were so few people there, and there were more comics there, but some of them didn't even stay to the end of the show, and I thought that was really unfortunate. Just because, you know, if you're going to do time, you should hang out, especially in such a small scene like that. I think a lot of times people feel like they do enough for the scene, so they deserve a pass. And maybe that's true, maybe it's not, I don't know. But I had a good time, glad I stayed, did the bit, didn't do it as well as I would have liked, but that's the important thing, is that now I know what it feels like to do it on stage. Or at least for a minor audience. And the next time I do it will hopefully be better. So that was fun. Thank you to Mighty Joe Young and John and all the other guys that showed up. Appreciate ya. And for a regular weekly open mic, I would think that would be better attended because there's a lot of space and the beer is very cheap. So if you don't know, now you know. Patterson Pub, Kettering, Ohio, Monday nights, except for, I think it's the second, third, and fourth Wednesday, or Monday of every month. First Monday of every month, I think, is Rocky's Pizza Ring in Beaver Creek, Ohio, which is also a great show if you're a comedian or a fan of comedy in or around the Dayton area. Check it out. I got a message yesterday from a comic in Cincinnati on Facebook wanting to get started, and just wanted some tips, and I sent like a really lengthy reply, and I felt like by now I should have a form letter for that question, because I get that question a lot. You know, how do you get started? Where should I go? What should I do? And wherever you are, if you know somebody that needs comedy, if you need to do a comedy intervention, sometimes you know somebody in your life who is hilarious and you can tell they have a desire to perform, you know, you can just suggest open mic. The problem with doing comedy is that it's a slippery slope. It's, if you catch the bug, if you got years of misery ahead of you. And it's not to say that it's all miserable, but it's certainly hard starting. And you got to love the misery. You have to embrace the misery in a way that I think most people aren't prepared to do. Because if you're later in life or midway through your life and you've already had real jobs and made real money, there's no point in going all the way backwards to starting in comedy because there's no money to start. You almost need a shelter. I was lucky enough to hide out in college while I was practicing comedy and was just barely good enough to start getting paid once I got out, but it worked out. And if I had it to do over again, I probably would have gone ahead and gotten a job right after college. And I say this as if I graduated years and years ago. It was like 3 years ago, maybe two or three years ago. So everybody's story is different, but if you know anybody that you think needs a comedy intervention or at least pointed in the right direction, you could always direct them towards me. I wouldn't have gotten started in comedy if it wasn't for the interventionalists that surrounded me and gave me the right support and the right advice, and that's why it stuck. I had the right amount of reality going in. I think there's a certain amount of delusion. You watch Comedy Central or these stand-up shows on TV, and you think, I'm funnier than that guy. I can get better laughs than that. And the fact of the matter is that there's a science to it. And unlike acting or any other type of performance art, hell, there's even clown college, but there's no, you know, comedy school. There are classes you can take. Improv is probably the closest cousin to stand-up, but it's not the same. And any stand-up class that you do isn't this, it's just like, it's sort of like improv. It's not the same as actually doing it. The beauty of improv is that you don't ever have to perform improv for a real audience to enjoy it yourself and to get the feeling that other people are enjoying it, because there's usually other people in the room not involved in what you're doing who will be involved in something else. It's like there might be 20 people in a class, but only 4 people involved in a bit at a time. So you have a built-in audience. That's what I found about improv, is that it was equally rewarding doing the classes as it was performing for a live audience. I couldn't even tell the difference, to be honest. But I don't have nearly the experience in improv that I do in stand-up. But improv is also one of those things that I suggest everybody try at least once if they have even the slightest interest in acting or performing. Improv is fun, and it's the type of social skills that you don't get anywhere else. My first day of improv class was the first day I got to meet a room full of comedians, and it changed my life forever. It was the first time I ever walked into a room and felt like I didn't have to explain to people who I thought I was. It was like they already knew who I was. They knew who I was better than I knew who I was. They asked all the right questions. What's your name? Have you ever done stand-up? It was like Walking Dead. What's your name? Have you ever done stand-up before? And why? That is hilarious. I never thought about it like that, but that's exactly why I think I love Walking Dead. It's like the survivors of... the survivors are like the... they're like the professional comics. And I don't know what the zombies necessarily represent, but the other roving groups of survivors represent other factions and cliques of comedians. And I think at the end of the day, the zombies are just, they're not audience members, but they're just, it's what trudging through the career is. I think I was saying before this that the analogy I would use for Walking Dead, it wasn't about survivors versus zombies. It was about employees versus the drudgery of their jobs. Just going to the job, doing the job, regardless of what the career is. If you're doing something that you're not thrilled with every day, sometimes it's easier to just give up than it is to go in. And I think everybody has the power to change those circumstances, but not everybody has the motivation or the skill set or the belief that they can change that. Without the belief, then there's no way to do it. So that's my new analogy for Walking Dead, is they're comedians. Just trying to get, trying to ink out a living, an existence in this new world. That might be too far off. I think there's a lot of analogies you can paint for zombies versus survivors, but all I know is this. I did not ever want to start watching Walking Dead, just like I never wanted to start watching 6 Feet Under, which was a fantastic show. But those two shows got me in about 30 seconds, like where I was watching it, and for about 30 seconds, I was like, what the hell is this? And in that 30 seconds of what the hell is this, I was like, okay, now I got to find out everything about this show. Another show that happened to me was Lost, but Lost took me a little longer, probably more like 15 minutes. But it was a recap show. And as soon as that recap show was over, I was down at Blockbuster renting the first season of DVDs for Lost and binge watched the whole first season in about 3 days. It was horrific. But Lost was the first show I ever learned how to be a fan of. And how disappointed was I, when it all ended? If you ever watched Lost or haven't watched, I don't suggest that you start. It's interesting to start, but it ends so unceremoniously that I don't think I watched network TV for years after that. I don't really even still watch network TV. So, but it was the first thing I ever binge watched and the first show I was ever like, I gotta be inside on Tuesday night at 8 or whatever it came on. It's still snowing. We're gonna have a snow advisory and I'm gonna take some snow pics. I'm gonna go up on the roof here at the Amley Building, Evanston, Illinois. Take some snow pics right around sunset. I don't think you're going to be able to see the sun setting with this much flurry activity in the air, but if I can, then I will. And it will be the cover art for this episode. Thank you for everybody that contributed. People are still commenting on the question of the day, which is why would you delete? When is it right to delete friends from your MyFitnessPal account? And I think all very valid responses. And I think there's as many different ways to use this app as there are people using it. Just like any other social media app. There's some people that never post pictures on Instagram, but use it every day. And, that's not what I use it for, but I get it. It is just another tool. And if that's working for you, then who am I to tell you you're doing it wrong? Nobody. Nobody. Visit the website, guys. Check out Republic Wireless and their plans. $10 a month, unlimited talk and text. Get your data over Wi-Fi. Make your calls over Wi-Fi, which is useful if you're in a basement somewhere, which college students find that sometimes in the basement you can't get a cellular signal, but you can get the college Wi-Fi. And you could be making phone calls in the middle of class without going topside. I went to school at Wright State University, which is 99% wheelchair accessible and has tunnels. And it was a huge advantage in the wintertime not having to walk through the snow to get to classes. The tunnels are long and extensive and crowded, but once you learn the tunnel system, and that's what I always think of when I think of Walking Dead or some sort of post-apocalyptic scenario, is the tunnels at Wright State will be occupied with survivors. So, do you have a fallout shelter? Do you know somebody that has a fallout shelter? Not even a fallout shelter, but a doomsday shelter, I guess is what they call them now. Does that make any sense at all? I could never spend money on a shelter that I couldn't show to people. You know what I mean? It's like you soup it up. It's like a low rider car that you keep in your garage and never show anybody. It's like the whole point. And here's I mean, that's like 1% of it. The other 99% of it is who wants to be around after the apocalypse? I mean, seriously, I know people that collect gold and silver so that in case there's a meltdown, they'll be able to still have some sort of wealth or something to trade on. And I'm like, look, I don't know if I'd be ready for the level of inconvenience that would be around if we lost electricity for an extended period of time. I mean, I just know how I am with conveniences, right? If I show up to Tim Hortons and the lines around the building, I'm ready to fucking call it quits for the day. So I can only imagine what would happen if I couldn't get a cup of hot coffee. It would be over for me. I'd put a gun in my mouth. No disrespect to anybody who has put a gun in their mouth because they couldn't get hot coffee, but my point is that I've lived a long life long enough, I've experienced enough things that I don't think I need to experience the misery of a Mad Max post-apocalyptic scenario. I've seen too many movies. I've seen too many movies about the post about that are post-apocalyptic, and not too many black people make it. And I don't understand why that is, but apparently it's not made for us. And technically, I'm only a third black, so maybe I'd make it a couple extra months, but who wants to be around for that? Who wants to be around for that? It's like I need my Egg McMuffin and my coffee, and without that, what do you make an egg over an open fire? What do we camp for the rest of our lives? I don't even like to camp now. I mean, I would if it was like, gonna be fun, a bunch of comedians, maybe a canoe trip or something like that. But I need a cabin. I'm gonna have to get a shower. I think the longest I can go without showering, without really kind of freaking out, would probably be 2 days. And that would have to be like not doing very much strenuous shit, but being outside and getting eaten alive by mosquitoes. I'm glad it's winter suddenly. All right, guys, I hope you're having a great week. I'm having a great week. The movers are coming. I still have so much work to do, but I might call it quits for the day. No, there's no possible way I could call it quits for the day. I got to get some of the stuff packed up. Everything is just out. It's like the house threw up on itself, and I'm having to pick it off bit by bit, get it organized and ready to move. But thank you for listening. Thank you. I know this was kind of a all the way out there episode. We'll have a guest next week. I don't know who it'll be, but it'll be somebody from Columbus, Ohio, I'm guessing. And we'll play it by ear from there. Jay Snyder's missing in action. Post on his wall. Tell him you need a story time with Jay Snyder. And thank you for listening. Have a good week.
Someone else's dream, he says it's alright. The beat. Love it.